Well, we were four ministers sent to the General Hospital to meet the former hostages. There were 16 of them, including a priest. As far as their health is concerned, I can say that, okay, apparently they are looking good, although completely worn out, completely exhausted, completely starved, because I guess that they spent a good deal of time without having opportunity to have even a single meal. That's why, when you see them, completely desperate. And the message that the head of state threw me, in my capacity as the spokesperson of the government, the message that I delivered to them was that congratulations for your endurance. Congratulations for having undergone such a terrible hardship. And the head of state has given the instruction to the Minister of Health to put at their disposal what they need in order to recover, what they need in terms of the health, to spare no effort to put at their disposal what is necessary for them to recover their health. As they don't have nothing, the head of state gave also the instruction to put at their disposal clothes, what really the first, what we call in French, the premier one, the first need to cope with their situation. This was the purpose of the visit that we paid them.
Now, Honorable Chiroma, how was Cameroon's army able to achieve this feat? Is this part of the government's effort to combat terrorism?
As far as the combating of terrorism is concerned, this is a permanent commitment to fight terrorists. The head of state has mobilized the necessary troops, the necessary armament, military equipment, already put at the disposal of our forces of defense and security in the far north and the east, so that our frontier, our borders, should remain secure. What the head of state used is to combine the commitment of the forces of defense and security, the support of our people, because you need to have a trustworthy, reliable information that you have to put at the disposal of the governors, the administration in general, and the leverage of diplomacy. These are the three leverages the head of state used in order to get the release of those hostages.
Mr. Chiroma, how secured is your border? Because there were recent attacks launched by Boko Haram along the borders with Nigeria, and some people expressed concern about that. What is your government doing about this in terms of improving security there?
What I want you to emphasize is the fact that they have never succeeded to cross the border and to come within Cameroon. They have never succeeded, and they will never. They keep always playing havoc to destroy villages within Nigeria, in their own country. But as far as Cameroon border frontiers are concerned, our military, their commitment, they are ready to give their lives to protect our borders, our frontier. They are ready to lose their life for us to live in peace. This is their own motto. This is their own commitment. So it is counterproductive. It may jeopardize the strategy put in place by the head of state. If you want me to reveal you the strategies, what are they doing in order to curb this situation, in order to prevent them from crossing our border?
What is the ongoing cooperation between your country and your neighbor, Nigeria, to weaken or perhaps defeat these terrorism attacks launched against your peoples?
Well, before I talk about the cooperation, the relationship between the the five countries in the forefront. You are based in Washington. Let me say that we count on America, the United States of America, Europe, France, United Kingdom, China, are the major powers which have made at that time the commitment to assist our countries in particular and all the other countries, including Nigeria. This is the country which is undergoing the brunt of the aggression of violent and savage attacks from Boko Haram. So we are looking forward to receiving the assistance of the major countries. But as far as the relation between Cameroon, Nigeria, and other countries are concerned, we are in close contact. We are in close relationship. But it is inappropriate to tell you the kind of relationship. But we are in talking mood. We are in contact with them. Very recently, the Minister of Defense, Cameroon Minister of Defense, went to Abuja to meet the leaders of the military and civil, the member of the government. I think that to put in place a strategy which will turn out to be very efficient. This is what I can say. But as you understand, it is inappropriate to reveal what this strategy is.